July 19th has been named Minnie Atkins Day, a celebration of folk art and the 80-year-old woman herself. Minnie is an Isonville native and a nationally known folk artist. She says she's waited many years to be recognized in her hometown, and she's excited the day is finally here.
They wanted to honor me for my accomplishments and stuff in the folk art, you know, and this one girl that's on the board, I said to her, I said, do they want a big Minnie Atkins Day or just a little one? And she said, oh, they want as big as we can get it.
And it's looking like the event will be very well attended. Vicki Gold is one of the people responsible for making the event happen, and she says officials are currently looking at a turnout of over 1,000.
There will be different vocal groups that's going to sing and have music, and then we have food vendors, and then we're going to have all the artists, and just a whole combination of things in the community will be there.
In addition to the food, art, and entertainment, there will be a ceremony at 1 o'clock to honor Atkins. Dignitaries from Frankfort will be in attendance when she's awarded a plaque honoring and thanking her for being an ambassador for Elliott County to folk artists everywhere. Gould says people are coming from both U.S. coasts to show their appreciation and fellowship.
Minnie's main idea is for the community to get together, have a good time, enjoy themselves, plus everyone can get involved in the activity that day.
The Minnie Atkins event is set to take place on the grounds of the Little Sandy Lodge in Elliott County. Anita Skaggs operates the lodge and says she was excited to offer the grounds for an event honoring someone so important to the county.
Elliott County has a lot of talented artists, and they're all going to be here, and we're also going to have a lot of our musicians are going to be here because we will be having bluegrass music played throughout the day, and it's going to be a really good day, and the most important thing is that Minnie's getting recognized by her hometown.
Booths are available for $10 apiece, and artists of all kinds are invited to sell and display their work. Activities will take place from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on July 19th. Reporting for MSPR, I'm Samantha Morrill.